I come from a family of creators, people who plucked pearls from oysters and surveyed their life's landscapes for diamonds in the rough. My mom, Etta Beatrice McGinnis, was an equestrian, a scholar, and a fellow dreamer who spent her girlhood in a remote Mississippi town looking to the stars for guidance to her creative source. My dad, Johnny Willis, was a self-made man who started out as an orphan and later found solace in the military. During World War II, he traveled the world, patching his battle-torn spirit with medals, memories, and fervent hope. After many trials and tribulations, they both individually jumped at the sun, landing in San Francisco, Mom to her big sister's house in Hunters Point, and Dad to the local Army base. Etta B. was a beautician, and Johnny was a janitor. They met through mutual friends in the late 40s. They created family and constructed community, exposing us to music, dance, and cultural expressions. I whet my creative appetite at 4 when I began taking dance classes at Peter Wright's Dance School, which was conveniently located right next door. 2 times weekly, I ran down the stairs in our duplex, opened the wrought iron gated entrance to the school, and promptly stepped into a world of ceiling to floor mirrors, a massive piano, and other girls my age squealing in anticipation of 1 hour of pirouetting in first position or prancing like leopards and panthers on the prowl. Miss Lenore, the school's owner, would instruct us to arch our backs, stretch our necks like giraffes, and jump and leap in place, and then across the room in succession. At the appointed hour's end, she would join us as we encircled our heads with our hands like halos, with the sun glistening on us through the adjacent window. I was a pudgy chocolate drop, a smiley face bundle of joy. Dancing, like reading, was my sustenance. Daily lessons would turn into recitals, some at the school and others in places and spaces, both big and small. We would be fitted for our costumes, some with fluttering butterfly and bumblebee wings attached like vests to our leotards that spanned the color spectrum. The day of the recital would be filled with excitement, and I would bubble over like a kettle left on the stove too long. I would toss my freshly pressed and curled hair as I put on my fancy dress, lace socks, and patent leather Mary Janes that shine like new pennies. I could barely contain my enthusiasm as I anticipated the rush that would come from getting my makeup done. All kinds of powders, rouges, and rosy red lipsticks applied to what my mom's friend Ruby called my bedroom eyes, my round cheeks and pursed lips. As we waited anxiously in the wings, family and friends rushed from row to row, trying to find the right seat that would provide a bird's eye view of the stage. As a succession of dancers took their bows, cheers would erupt from the audience as proud parents, like mine, pointed to their smiling children and exclaimed, "There's my baby. She danced up a storm, didn't she?" For me, the adventure was just beginning. I was lost in the thought as I handed my costume to the seamstress who would neatly pack it away for future use. My mind was already on the fun to come. Soon I would be back at the elementary school I attended, sharing with the kids huddled around me how I had just come from my dance recital. I savored my 15 minutes of fame as I answered their questions. Yes, I had to dress up. And yes, it was required that I wear makeup. There would be so many more days like that. Days spent performing the school's signature piece, Mother and Child, with my dance teacher, Miss Lenore. We were such an unlikely pair. An elder Caucasian woman and a little black girl, prancing, sashaying, and smiling for the whole world to see. A noted sculptor would capture our image in a statue that remained in the waiting room of the dance school well into the 80s. Even now, I can see the smooth and sinewy contours of the sculpture and be reminded of those fanciful and dance-filled days of my youth, and how creativity can reveal itself in so many fantastic and familiar ways.